The vote was scheduled to take place on Tuesday afternoon, but Commissioner Marsha Hovey Wright says the legal implications of passing the resolution need to be assessed further.
We've decided, the chair and I have decided to remove that item from the agenda and refer it to committee, which is the normal way it should have been done in the first place, so that they can look at the legal aspects, they can look at, you know, making, you know, sure it's including everything we want to include.
The resolution to recognize Muskegon as a welcoming county would affirm the county to be a diverse and welcoming place for all people, including immigrants and refugees, and promote understanding and collaboration between all groups. But Commissioner Zach Laring is concerned that the resolution could be the first step in making the county into a sanctuary community.
We are a very welcoming community. The problem is the resolution has an agenda behind it, and it's a step forward by a progressive group to move towards sanctuary status.
Although there is no legal definition of a sanctuary city, county, or state, the term became most popular 3 decades ago when the city of San Francisco prohibited local police from helping Immigration Customs Enforcement in the deportation of any undocumented immigrant. But for Hovey Wright, the resolution is simply about making the county more welcoming for all people.
The people feel at home here. They feel welcome here. They want to live here. They want to be employed here. It's good for business.
Michelle Jokashpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.